Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 through 48. Loving difficult people. So let's go look at the scripture and how we can. So let's read together. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who respectfully use you. Okay, there's a whole lot of stuff in there. Jesus said, but I say. So we say, God, that person is a mess. I don't like that person. I don't want to do nothing for that person. And we tell Jesus all what we don't want to do. We tell him everything. And then Jesus said, but I say. That's it now. I override, right? I override what you thinking. I override what you feel. I say. Man, I look at that list. It says, but I say, love your what? Enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully, man, use you. They willfully, intentionally, just use you. They use you like a chewing gum. They chew you up and spit you out. Oh, we're going to have fun here this morning. Go to verse 45. Look at verse 45. That you may be, that you may be what? Son of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise evil and on the good and send the rain on the just and the unjust. Says it, that's why. You got to be like your Father. You got to be daughters of your Father. You got to be sons of your Father. Let's look again. Let's look. Verse 46. For if you love those who love you, what reward you? Do not even the tax collector do the same? See, here Jesus says, you love those who love you. They love you already. You love them. There's no big deal. There's not much effort to love the person that loves you because you love the person that loves you. You don't have to work on nothing, right? There's no sacrifice. 47. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collector do so. He says the tax collector, he doesn't have to be a child of God. The sinners do the same thing. You know, the people in the club, they have their group, they pass it. You know, they go to the club, their group of people is right there. They're in that group, those people. Okay. So Jesus says, if you're in church and does that, you know better. All right. Look at verse 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect when you do what? Love your enemies. Okay. So we have to ask God today, this message, we have to ask God to help us, right? So the topic again, love difficult people. It is easy to love people who agree with me. It is easy to love people who support me. There's a lot of me here. It is easy to love people who agree with me. It is easy to love people who support me. It is easy to love people who appreciate me. It is easy to love people who treat me kindly. That list. There's all a list there we go over. It is easy to love those people. No problem. And we say, I love them because they do this for me. Okay. But Jesus called us to a higher level of love. Jesus called the church now to a higher level of love. This group, it's easy to love, and we got all of those people. Now, he's calling us to love another group that is very difficult. Call us to a higher level of love. You should write this down. The true test of Christian love is not how we treat a friend. The true test is how we treat difficult people. So the true test of Christian love is not how we treat each other who we call friend, but those who is not a part of our group. That's the true test. This whole series was built upon the story that Jesus, the parable that Jesus told, of the man that was traveling from Jerusalem on Jericho Road, fall victim to thieves, and was beaten up and left to die on the road. And Jesus says, the priest, the pastor, the religious, the highest level of authority in the church on earth. Think about who he goes to first. The priest, not a member. The highest level of authority in the church passed that man dying, and he didn't help. He went on his way. And then Jesus says, a second level of authority, the Levite, passed and didn't help. And then a Samaritan, a stranger, a little church person who connect to God. The Samaritan, one that we wouldn't put in the same class of the priest or the Levite. He's just a Samaritan. He's just a member. Sometimes that person that sits way back in the back of the church surpass all those who sit in front. Sometimes we're going to say, oh, he's sitting way back. They surpass. They surpass those who jump, those who profess to know God so much. Because I says to you, the true test of those who love God is how you treat those that you don't know and need help. That's the true test. Here, Christ teach us to love a group of people that I don't want to love and you don't want to love. I'm going to give you that group. But he teaches us to love this group of people. Number one, the rude. How many people want to love somebody who's rude to you? No way. We want to set a person straight. It's not easy. It's not easy to be kind or kind word coming. But we got to learn how to love those people. Christ teaches us to love the ungrateful. You do something for somebody with all your heart and they be very ungrateful. There's no thanks there. But Christ teaches us to love those people also, the ungrateful. Teaches us to love the offensive. People are so offensive. Christ teaches us to love the difficult. Teaches us to love our enemy. And I look at that list and look at me and says, how can I have that love? That kind of love is not natural. It's not a natural. You can't love those people natural with a natural kind of love. It has to be the agape love. It has to be supernatural. That's the real deal. Only God. Only God. Supernatural. Only God can give you that. Jesus commanded us to have a radical kind of love. That's a radical kind of love. And Jesus exhibited a radical kind of love. He loved the people who were killing him. That was a radical kind of love. You remember that? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. A radical kind of love for the unlovable. Stephen, when he was stoning him, he says, forgive them. Do good to those that hate you, the Bible says. Pray for those that despisefully use you. Say all manner of evil against you. Not true. Say all manner of evil against you. How? Falsely. Make sure it's a false thing. If it's true, then go confess and repent. Jesus commands us to love. So we have to have a radical kind of love to love those people. Number two, difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition. Write that down. Difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition. We got to learn a little bit here this morning and see why difficult people come in our way is to try us and for us to measure our level of spirituality. Difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition. God often uses difficult people to expose our weaknesses. That's how it works. God often uses difficult people to what? Expose our weaknesses. So when you run into some people and they're difficult, they're helping you to be better. We sometimes cut them off, but they're helping us to be better. They're working on that place in our life where we need the help the most. Don't run from those people. Go back and look, examine. Is there pride in my life? Is there impatience in my life? Is there some bitterness in my life? Is there unforgiveness in my life? Am I still dealing with anger that this person is revealing? So that person is there for my good, to make me a better person, not a worse person. I pray that prayer. You pray that prayer. Lord, remove my enemies. That's a nice prayer to pray. God, just get that person. Lord, remove my enemies. But God may say, I'm using them to shape your character. It's easy to pray that kind of prayer. Let my enemy be scattered. Okay. Don't do it all. All right, Pastor Dad. That's an easy problem. Lord, let my enemy be scattered. Scatter them, Lord. Let them disappear. But maybe my enemy is there to help me. You cannot grow spiritually while having bitterness inside of you, while having anger, while dealing with emotional stuff. You can't grow spiritually. You can't. And God wants you to grow spiritually. So allow that person to work on you. To have self-control. Not easy at all. To have humility. Not easy at all. You need the grace of God right there. My people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. If I have the knowledge, I'll know how to handle the situation. But because I don't have the knowledge, I handle it terrible. You cannot grow spiritually while having no self-control, while having no humility, while having no spirit of forgiveness. You can't grow
spiritually. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.